Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Today's topic, finding inner peace through mindfulness practices. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, constantly bailing towards the next stress trigger? You know that feeling when you can't seem to switch off, even when you desperately need a break? Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to be at the mercy of those anxious thoughts. We can find stillness amidst the chaos, build resilience against life's curveballs, and cultivate genuine inner peace. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you start your journey to a calmer, more focused you. First up, mindfulness isn't just about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting Om. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, no matter where you are or what you're doing. Think of it like this. Life is a movie playing in front of you, but anxiety often has you staring at the screen instead of watching the actual film. Mindfulness helps you become an active viewer, appreciating the beauty and complexity of each scene without getting swept away by the drama. Second, practicing mindfulness isn't about eliminating thoughts, it's about observing them without judgment. Imagine your thoughts like fluffy clouds drifting across the sky, fascinating to watch but not something to cling to. When those anxious thoughts pop up, acknowledge them, observe their shape and color, then gently let them drift on by. Third, find what works for you. There are countless mindfulness practices out there, from guided meditations to mindful breathing exercises to simply focusing on the sensations of your body as you walk or eat. Experiment with different techniques until you find something that resonates with you. It's like finding your perfect workout. Some people love running, others prefer yoga, and that's okay. Fourth, consistency is key. Remember, mindfulness isn't a one-time fix, it's a skill that takes practice. Aim to incorporate a few minutes of mindfulness into your day, even if it's just taking a few deep breaths before a stressful meeting or focusing on the taste and texture of your food during lunch. Finally, remember that cultivating inner peace is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel calm and collected, and there will be days when anxiety creeps in. That's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate those moments of serenity along the way. Let me tell you a story that illustrates this point perfectly. Picture a friend of mine, Sarah, who's always been a bundle of energy juggling work, social life, and personal projects like a true multitasker. But lately, she'd been feeling overwhelmed, constantly on edge. One day, she decided to give mindfulness a try. She started with just 5 minutes of guided meditation each morning. At first, it felt awkward, her mind racing with tadasa and worries. But slowly, she began to notice a shift. The anxiety didn't vanish overnight, but those moments of stillness brought a sense of calm amidst the chaos. She could handle stressful situations with more grace, focus better on her tasks, and even enjoy simple moments like walking in nature without her mind constantly buzzing. Sarah learned that finding inner peace wasn't about achieving some unattainable state of zen, it was about creating pockets of calm throughout her day, which ultimately helped her navigate the storms of life with more resilience and clarity. So, here's the takeaway, folks. You don't have to be a monk on a mountaintop to cultivate inner peace. It's about bringing that mindful awareness into your daily life, one breath at a time. Remember, it's a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, experiment with different practices, and celebrate those moments of calm you find along the way. Let me know what resonates with you in this episode. Share your thoughts on social media, tag us at the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, or leave a review. And as always, keep practicing. Keep striving for that inner peace, and remember, you've got this. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of calm, control, and courage. Until then, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.